when you say the state, I think a state-sponsored education, government mind-washing camps. Basically, they promote violence. They promote this garbage. They're teaching condoms on cucumbers when no child in that thing could give any sentence out of Genesis.
Nope.
It's immoral on its face to send someone into these state-sponsored mind-washing camps.
Well, I think that it's now becoming it's accelerated now to the level where look, if you're watching file footage of those kids at that prison camp called Parkland High School or Dolly Madison or whatever the heck it's called, if you're watching those kids being perp walked out of that school with the giant 12-foot-tall fence all around it and everything, if you don't get the impression that, my gosh, we've sent our children into prison camps. It looks like a prison camp. It looks like there was a riot in cell block C, and so they had to perp walk everybody out of cell block A, B, and D, Sean.
Absolutely.
And that's what it looked with their hands in the air and little children's hands over their heads, and they're being perp walked out. Now, if that doesn't sober you up to just how far the train has look, the plane has crashed into the mountain. It's not gonna. It might not. It's not that it could hit the mountain. No, it hit it head first. The train, those tracks. There used to be a bridge over that ginormous gorge that you see in all the movies. That bridge collapsed. It ain't there anymore. That train is on its way down to the ravine below. It's over, folks. It is over. Whatever you want to call this experiment, it's over. And I just keep wondering, how many more have to die? How many more? You're going to run out of souls. Well,
just bulldoze them. Just bulldoze them.
Now,
communities need to just bulldoze them. That's my solution.
Well, they're going to... This is the other part of their, well, look at all the investment we have. And now, look, you got to also understand, Sean, this stuff doesn't exist in a vacuum.
No.
There are soccer moms out there tooling around in their 32-foot-long GMC Yukons right now that look like hearses, all dolled up in their show-me-every crevice and body part the Lord blessed you with yoga pants. Their little skimpy tops. On the way to go get in the car line to go drop the darlings off at the indoctrination prison. And when they're done there, then they're going to head over to the club, you know, work a little sweat up. Then they go, boss a couple of youngies around in the barista bar. And then when they're done there, they're going to meet the rest of the gals out for some $150 lunch somewhere. And then they're going to go out and go shopping for a bit. They'll go home and snack on a few bonbons. And then they'll go back and get in the car line and do the whole thing all over again. Or maybe they go to a little part-time job somewhere. You know, this is your Pleasant Valley Sunday, American exceptionalist living here today. Now, the question ought to be, well, if you're able to, why aren't you educating your own children? To me, that's the only question that really matters. Now, look, I confess I'm late to this because my little children's did go to public schools. Had I known then what I know now, I believe that would have not have been a choice or an option. Having said that, the question ought to be asked. You know, because we're afraid to ask these things because we don't want anyone to dislike us, right? Well, I don't want anybody to get mad at me. I don't want to anger anyone. I don't think you can actually exist and not anger anyone today. But that, to me, is a very fair question. I think it's a societal question. The state cannot carry the responsibility of educating the young. And if they do, and if you allow them to, then they're going to execute that task for their benefit. They're going to say it's for yours. It's not for your benefit. Here's the difference, Sean. It's for your convenience.